Currently, I serve as their FCCLA's president for the last 3 years and state vice president of community service. So to get into FCCLA, it stands for Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. It's a national career and technical student organization that empowers students to become leaders and address important personal, family, and community issues. Although we have our advisors who will drive us to conferences and help us with any of our projects, it is student-led, so I'll be running a meeting and the advisor can pitch in ideas, but primarily all of our year's work is determined by students. Originally, FCCLA was called FHA, which stands for Future Homemakers of America. I'm sure some of you have heard that term as well. But the organization has overall evolved from that to reflect different diverse leadership and career pathways. We've expanded to men, and not just women need to be in the kitchen primarily, that aspect of it. But ultimately, FCCLA gives opportunities to so many students across the U.S., leadership development, career readiness. We have 6 new career clusters we've expanded this year. We now have human services, hospitality and tourism, education and training, arts and design, financial services, and public service. FCCLA has helped me with my leadership and all these different skills for the workforce. My freshman year, I went into high school and I was probably one of the quietest kids you've ever met. I wouldn't talk in class when the teacher's like, okay, who knows the answer? I'd kind of just sit there, and if she called on me, I'd most likely cry. Not actually, but I was feeling it, right? And through FCCLA, I've competed in a Star Event for 3 years, gone to state with all of them, nationals once, and then we'll see this year if I get to go to nationals, hopefully. But all of these competing for Star Events and then running for office. I was secretary my sophomore year, and then I was vice president of the region, and then now I'm a state officer, which has been amazing for me and helped me come out of my shell more and be able to talk to anyone and everyone. Before, this would be completely terrifying to me, but now I've talked to the school board multiple times, like every single year now. It's been great for me personally. This year, I have the opportunity to represent our community and Thayer on a national and state level. So as vice president, I get to choose our service project for the year. I chose Care to Learn. Have you guys ever heard of Care to Learn? Okay, well, it's a Missouri project. It's an organization in Missouri only, mainly in southern Missouri. I tried to bring it to our school. It does cost like $15,000, $10,000 to bring it, which is a crazy amount, we know, but it's helping students. It's to provide students with emergent health, hunger, and hygiene resources so that they can worry less, play more, and succeed in school. When I brought this to the school board, they decided we weren't gonna do it. It was a lot of money, right? And then they told me that we have a hygiene closet, which I had never heard of. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it through the high school. I asked my friends, I was like, have you guys ever heard of this? Because I know I wouldn't be the one who would need it, but I would be someone who would donate. And so I talked about it with some friends and different people in the school, and no one had heard of it. So I decided to make that my project this year at our school, and it was my Star Event in National Programs Community Service. Ironically enough, I did it 2 years. But what I did is I changed the name to be less stigmatizing from just the hygiene closet, because, you know, I wouldn't go to a hygiene closet. That kind of sounds hurtful. So we changed it to the Care Corner. So kids know that, like, you have comfort there. If you need to talk to someone, we have Jana and Missy in the office. You can go around the corner. It's a little closet cabinet, and we have all hygiene products. We have snacks in our resource officer's room if you need any. And then we are getting bins. I just got a donation from Chrissy Club, and I'm going to be getting bins to lay out in the front office to put clothing there as well. I don't know if you guys have seen Facebook posts or any posters, but we've been having a little donation drive currently. And with that, we have seen success. We've seen students going there, and it's been great, but it's only in the high school. For elementary, they don't have period blocks like we do where we can just slip into the office for a second. So what my goal is we're just gonna have either Ms. Pitts, the counselor, or the teacher of the student see the need and contact me or someone in the high school, and I'll get a bag ready and send it down there as fast. The whole point is to just encourage self-confidence and self-esteem and not hurt them while trying to help them. Last year with my community service project, I don't know if anyone heard about this, I wasn't allowed to post because it was with Shady Oaks, but I had a little makeup drive and then a makeup event there to help their self-esteem and their confidence during a seasonal depression, during the holidays, and just help them feel better about themselves, because sometimes you don't get to see your family. And I was a volunteer last year a lot, and I'd get to talk to them. They'd be like, can you paint her nails sometime, or could you do her makeup? And so that was my main goal there. As a state officer, it is my duty to promote and bring awareness of FCCLA in my community. And that's what I've tried to do these last 4 years. I'm sad to leave, but I'm ready. But there are 9 of us, and we are each required to get a sponsorship from local businesses or organizations. So I'm asking for a sponsorship for my state leadership conference. Any contribution would directly support travel, expenses, registration, and my project. Helping this will go to our town. I'll get to represent us at a bigger level, talk about Rotary there too, and then just being able to represent there in general at the state level, national level. Everything I've gotten to do with FCCLA has truly been a rewarding experience. Lastly, I'd like to say thank you for your time, your service, and consideration. I truly appreciate it.